When people are carrying food to the table or a family china to the cabinet, their eyes are completely, totally focused and their attention aimed at what they see as the most important thing at the moment so nothing bad happens. Unfortunately, too many of those very same people don't have that same priority when it comes to driving. Driving and technology create distractions that can result in some pretty serious and nasty disasters. As part of National Distracted Driving Month, police are out in New Jersey. They'll be looking for drivers who are failing to obey laws and in turn place others at risk, not just themselves. Here to share how this will be done is the Chief of Police for Newton, New Jersey, Chief Michael Richards. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Chris.
Let me give you the website for Newton, and you can find out more about the police department. Everything to do with the town of Newton is newtontownhall.com. And this is a program that is state-funded. Five communities, yours, Newton, Andover Township, Byron, Franklin, and Vernon, are getting $5,000 grants. And talk about what that grant is going to be enabling you to do from now through the 21st of April.
Well, Chris, exactly what you said is that the way you described it is perfect, because when drivers are on the road, they should be focused on one task, driving. And what we've found and what national studies have shown is that many times they're using that time to catch up on phone calls and respond to other forms of communication, or even just using different apps and email and so forth on their phones. And this has caused a serious problem across the country. So they're funding each, it's actually part of a national program where they're providing funding to each state. We applied to the state of New Jersey to receive this chunk of money to help support our overtime efforts towards putting 100 hours of extra enforcement just from Newton, as well as the other communities. Each of those will also put in 100 hours of extra enforcement targeted towards this type of enforcement during April.
Now, typically, when a program like this isn't taking place and a moving violation like talking and driving and texting is seen, does that always result in a ticket, or is that more of a warning / lecture? And is that going to be ratcheted up more so where the tickets will be more frequent under this program?
I would say that it's probably, you know, with extra attention being paid just to this type of violation, I would probably see the summons versus educational enforcement versus educational component may increase. But generally, the officers still practice a lot of discretion in regard to this campaign. The idea is to change driving habits. How we accomplish that can be done either through education or enforcement. And even your program actually helps educate the public as well. So we really want to hit it on all points.
Came across a variety of statistics from organizations ranging from the National Safety Council and National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Just to give you an idea, if you've never slipped into stupid mode and tried texting and driving, it's about six times more likely to cause an accident than driving while intoxicated. According to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, driving while texting while driving is, the as far as attention and driving abilities, the equivalent as driving after drinking four beers. And it makes you, according again to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, 23 times more likely to crash. That's texting. That's, let me just grab it here real fast. Talking on a cell phone while driving creates a six times more likelihood to crash. So texting, again, because I guess, Chief, with when you're talking on the cell phone, you can still look up. But, you know, where's the common sense, or where's the logic, where's the intelligence of I'm driving a multi-ton vehicle and I'm looking down? That just doesn't make any sense.
And the thing of it is you know, you're not just looking away, but the act of texting, it also requires certain cognitive and motor skills that also are a further distraction of your ability to be focused on what you're doing, because you're looking away, but then you're probably doing something with your hand in order to, work the phone, and then you're also thinking about your response, say if it's a text to somebody, or adjusting a phone's application. So all those things, even that's why it's even a further distraction. And when you're on the highway, say you're traveling 55 miles an hour, just 4 or 5 seconds, you could travel 50, 75, 100 yards down the road. That's a lot of roadway to cover in a very short period of time.
Yeah, there's some NFL players
not paying attention.
There's some NFL players that wish they could have that speed. That's about the equivalent
that's
of a
right.
football field. Talking with Newton Police Chief Mike Richards about the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign that's going to be running through April 21st, newtontownhall.com. You'll learn more about everything to do with the town of Newton, including the police department. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You know, you add to the distraction factor, Chief, the fact that in the vast majority of vehicles, I would dare to say 90%, on top of everything you pointed out just from diversions and distractions from texting, there's also the radio, of course, is going to be playing. So every sense of the body is doing something else other than focused on driving.
Right. And when you are in a town like Newton, where traffic is often congested, where we have pedestrians also crossing the road, which, by the way, there's no law against it, but sometimes, you know, we've also seen pedestrians that are texting while walking, which is also distracting to them, you know. So we've actually had pedestrians who were at fault. They step out into the road, into oncoming traffic. And there's been times where we've actually found pedestrians at fault. So this is really something where everybody needs to really focus on what they're doing around these roadways and pay attention to make everything safer. Another point I want to make is that seatbelt use used to be something that was a major issue, and there was compliance around 30%. And through enforcement and education, it's gone up to about 90%. And we want to have the same results with this distracted driving campaign so that we can bring attention to this issue and drive up compliance. And we hope to have the same type of result with that.
And, of course, the clicker ticket program had a hand in changing those numbers, too. So as far as the law with texting and talking while driving, you know, let's compare that with the seatbelts. If I understood the seatbelt law right, you could not stop at some point somebody just for not wearing the seatbelt. You had to find other cars, and then as you approached the car, if they were not wearing the seatbelt, that was just an extra added penalty on whatever ticket they were going to get. Is that the same with texting and driving, or can you stop them strictly for that?
Well, yes, you're correct. At one point in time, it was what they call, it wasn't a primary offense. And gradually over time, you know, as people started getting used to, you know, not being caught unaware, you know, through educational efforts, it became a primary violation. Distracted driving or cell phone use while driving is also a primary violation. So that, you know, it's really supposed to kind of ramp up enforcement over a period of time to try to, you know, with a goal set at, you know, 100% compliance, which would definitely make things a lot safer.
And if someone gets caught the first time, what is the penalty?
Well, right now it's $130 fine. With, you know, in Newton, it's through the municipal court. But after July 1st of this year, due to some law changes, the fine is actually going to be increased. And it will also carry points on your license after July 1st.
And with the cost of auto insurance, that is something you do not want to have. That's a easy choice to make. Do I respond to that text, or do I and wind up paying a couple of $100 extra, or do I just wait till I get to the parking lot or get home and whoever's texting me can just wait? And just want to leave this segment with these stats. I know they're grim, but they are the reality. According to the National Safety Council, texting while driving causes 1.6 million accidents per year, 330,000 injuries per year. And every day, each and every day, 11 teen deaths. Texting while driving is estimated to be the cause for 25% of all vehicle accidents. And what's more, probably the most frustrating part for law enforcement, for the medical professions who have to clean up these accidents and deal with the trauma and the death in so many cases, is a simple change of habits, which hopefully this program will create, will knock those numbers down and avoid a lot of tragedy, a lot of pain for a lot of people. It's the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign going on through April 21st. And don't be caught in it. Be made aware of it and change your habits because of it, because it does make a difference, not just for you, but for the people that you are involuntarily aiming a multi-ton vehicle at that you happen to be driving. This is all part of National Distracted Driving Month. Learn more about the Newton Police Department, everything to do with the town of Newton, newtontownhall.com. And he is the chief of police for Newton, New Jersey, Mike Richards. Mike, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the opportunity.